This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff Joniak.
And it keeps getting better for the Bears defense.
The voice of your Chicago Bears.
And in the backfield, Akeem Hicks. He takes the handoff and he is in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. Fridge revisited. Akeem Hicks punctures the goal line.
Twitter.com/Jeff Joniak.
Shotgun snap. Hand off to Burt, to Cohen, to throw to the end zone. And he's caught for the touchdown. Anthony Miller from Tariq Cohen. And Matt Nagy pulls another trick out of his bag.
Jeff Joniak with Mully and Haw.
You have got to be kidding me. Fade to black.
Jeff Joniak, you are ridiculous.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Jeff Joniak joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys. Been a minute. We haven't had the occasion to sit down and chat.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. I think it's been 3 weeks since we saw you.
Yeah.
How was London?
We miss you, Jeff.
How was your flight?
Yeah, I missed the talk. Yeah, you know, it was better than I expected, you know, because Tom is usually my seatmate, but we had our own little area, so it was all good. He handled the trip well. That was my only concern about the entire operation.
So, Jeff, when you get the work on Sunday and you set the context in the pregame every week, is a season unto itself in the NFL. How are you framing this one? How big is this game to the Bears season?
Well, when the schedule came out, I felt this was going to be one of the big showdown games in the league for the entire 16 weeks, and I see no reason why it shouldn't be again. These are two teams that harbor contending status desires, and they, despite their starts respectively, and one losing their quarterback, Drew Brees, Hall of Famer, and the other one, still trying to find their way offensively, they still hold those aspirations. So at home, no less, against this Sean Payton-led offense that carves up teams left and right against one of the premier defenses in the league. So that's how I'm framing it, and I see no reason why you shouldn't.
Okay, so we know that there have been a couple of serious injuries since last we talked, and we suspect that. I don't know. Who do we think is starting? Is Ted Larson back? Is it going to be Coward? Is Alex Barrs moved up now? I mean, who do you expect to see at right guard for this game?
Well, just reading the tea leaves of the week and the injury report, that's all you got to go by. And Ted Larson admits himself that he's still limited with a sore knee. So I'm thinking Rashad Coward. Mm-hmm. And the young man would get his first NFL start. Did well against the Vikings in his throw-in there as a third option at guard when Kyle went down and then Larson went down. And the one thing about, and I don't know if that'll happen, but that's just my guess.
Sure.
But the one thing about Rashad Coward, and this was something that I may have discussed with you guys a couple years ago, as a practice squad player when he first came in as a rookie and he's making the move, and then they decided to make the move to the offensive line, he was already kind of had that mentality of being one of those, you know, nasty mindset offensive linemen that you hope to get on your football team. And he is going to be an interesting guy to watch if he is that guy and see if he can develop into this. You know, it's no guarantee, obviously, that he can do it. He's making that hard transition. But he's got the offensive mindset, that lineman mindset, and I'm encouraged about that. You need somebody to take on that role on that offensive line.
If Saints defensive coordinator Dennis Allen were being totally honest and he was asked, which would you rather see on Sunday, Mitch Trubisky at less than 100% or a healthy Chase Daniel, what do you think his answer would be?
Oh, that's a great question. But because of the ability for Mitch to extend plays and make throws on the move, and regardless of what his injury situation is, I think defensive coordinators in general would always be concerned about what he does with his feet. So I would say Mitch Trubisky. And I know it's a slow start and that Chase Daniel has a good command of the offense and whatnot, but you know, Mitch Trubisky is still a dangerous weapon as a quarterback because of his legs and because he feels good about himself right now in terms of where he left things. He had a decent performance against Washington, and he felt he was going to have a big game against the Vikings. So mindset is as important as anything, and I think his mind is set right now.
Let's talk shoulder harness, and I'm not talking about Mitch. Anthony Miller got rid of his shoulder harness and came back in and made a big catch, and apparently now is going to play without it. And does that make a big impact for him? Does that change what we expect to see from him?
You know, players have to have a clear mind, and they have to believe, whether it's an offensive lineman who may not be able to lift weights like he used to, he feels he's not as strong, that's that little bit of mental edge that he thinks he has is important. And for Anthony Miller, he's an interesting cat. There's no doubt about it. He kind of beats to his own drum at times. He's a believer in himself, and he feels that that restrained his ability to reach, and that arc of catching the football is very important for him. That's a part of his game, is helping to clean up a quarterback if it's not exactly accurate. So if that makes him feel better about becoming an impact player, because we're waiting on it, and I want to see it. You know, this whole offense was designed to spread it around and have different threats to cause damage. And, you know, a guy like Anthony Miller and Trey Burton and Taylor Gabriel added to the mix this week can help take some of that pressure off the quarterback and the entire offense if they make themselves available and Mitch finds them.
Jeff, when you look at the loss of Akeem Hicks, I think that I've said this, that the strength of the Bears defense lies in its depth up front. And that said, I look at Hicks's ability to play 50 to 60 plays a game, and I think sometimes I tend to overlook the fact that maybe Roy Robertson-Harris and Nick Williams and Bilal Nichols have been good, and maybe we think more of them because of their ability to play, you know, or stand out in lesser time, 20 to 25 plays a game. How will they be when they need to play more than that, and will they be possibly exposed?
You know, that's always a great question, you know, but I don't think they're going to be put in that position to play that many snaps. I think the rotation will be there. Getting Bilal Nichols back, whether he can handle playing with a cast on his hand or not is another question, but you know, those guys have been productive in their spurt snaps. And Roy Robertson-Harris played a lot more snaps last week against the Raiders, or 2 weeks ago against the Raiders. I like what they've done, and I have a lot of faith right now in Roy Robertson-Harris and Nick Williams to be collectively a problem for offensive lines. And this is a very good offensive line they're going to be going up against, especially at the tackle position with two guys, Armstead and Ramczyk. I like the rotation. I like what Jay Rogers does with these guys. I like their aggressiveness. And they have collectively put together a bunch of pressures and hits on the quarterback. They may not be just yet the finishers that Akeem is when he gets to the pocket and collapses the pocket and gets to the quarterback, but I do believe them. But more than anything, they got to maintain their ability to stop the run, because that's what the Saints are still going to try and do. Alvin Kamara, healthy or not, they're going to try and do that, and they also do it by extending those passing plays, you know, screens and flat passes. That's extension of their running game. Those are as equally important to track down from the defensive line and linebacker level.
Jeff, thanks a ton. We will be listening and watching and hoping. And
yeah, it should be good. Should
thanks,
be fun.
Jeff. We'll see you Sunday.
All right, guys.
That is Jeff Joniak. He, of course, the Bears radio play-by-play man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.